निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य वंशाकल्पतरूपस्य कृपासिन्धुरूपैवच पतितानां पापनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरतिष्ये नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणासिन्ध दीनबन्ध जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधवृंदावनेश्वरी विषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृतं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुदीरये। नस्य प्रायश भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नश्यति। सो रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 11 स्वयंभुव मनु एडवाइसेस ध्रुव महाराज। टुडे सेक्स नंबर इज 15। भूते पंचभिर आराध्ये ओषित पुरुष एव हि द्वयोर्वैव वायुसंभूते ओषित पुरुषयोरिह भूतैः पञ्चभिरारब्धैः ओषित पुरुष एव हि द्वयोर्वैव वायुसंभूते ज्योषित पुरुषयोरिह भूतैः पञ्चभिरारब्धे ज्योषित पुरुष एव हि स्वयोर्वैव वायुसंभूते ज्योषित पुरुषयोरिह।
Man, Eva, Jackson,
He certainly. Tayo of them. Vyavayat. Bisexual life. Sambhuti. For the creation. Joseph of women. Purusayo and of men. Iha in this material world. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The creation of the material world begins with the five elements, and thus everything, including the body of a man or woman, is created by these elements. By the sexual life of man and woman, the number of men and women in this material world is further increased. Please repeat. The creation of the material world begins with the five elements, and thus everything, including the body of a man or a woman, is created of these elements. By the sexual life of man and woman, the number of men and women in this material world is further increased. When Swayambhuva Manu saw that Rupa Maharaj understood the philosophy of Vaishnavism and yet was still dissatisfied because of his brother's death, he gave him an explanation of how this material body is created by the five elements of material nature. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is also confirmed, Prakriti Kriyama Anani, everything is created, maintained and annihilated by the material modes of nature. In the background, of course, there is the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, Maya Dakshana, Maya Dakshana. In the 9th chapter, Krishna says, under my superintendence, material nature is acting. Swayambhuva Manu wanted to impress on Dhruva Maharaj that the death of material body of his brother was not actually the Japsa's fault. It was an act of the material nature. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has immense varieties of potencies, and they act in different gross and subtle ways. It is by such powerful potencies that the universe is created, although grossly it appears to be no more than the five elements, earth, water, fire, air and ether. Similarly, the bodies of all species of living entities, whether human beings or demigods, animals or birds, are also created by the same five elements, and by sexual union they expand into more and more living entities. That is the way of creation, maintenance and annihilation. One should not be disturbed by the waves of material nature in this process. Dhruva Maharaj was indirectly advised not to be afflicted by the death of his brother, because our relationship with the body is completely material. The real self, the spirit soul, is never annihilated or killed by anyone. So, this is the end of the purport by Srila Prabhupada. Mukham karati vachalam pangham namhayate girim yaktipatam hum bandhe sikrita tarinam paramananda madhavam sijayta yusharam namam vishnu padaya kushu. So, in front of all the senior devotees, close of disciples, Maharaj, I feel very humbled and insignificant, unqualified to speak. But as I am supposed to give some lecture, I have to talk something. So please bless me so that I can speak in the spirit of Srila Prabhupada's mood and according to his guidelines and understanding. And if I commit some mistake, please forgive me. So Dhruva Maharaj's topic is very, very important for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Although the instruction given by Swayambhuva Manu here to Dhruva Maharaj looks like an elementary teaching of Bhagavad Gita, but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, while he was in Jagannath Puri, he used to go to Gadadhar Pandit's place at Tathagopinath, and he used to listen to Srimad Bhagavatam. And Most of the days he used to listen about Dhruva Maharaj and Prahlad Maharaj. So as we are the followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we should give so much importance on this topic of Dhruva Maharaj. So while I was going through this whole chapter, I was analyzing that the story of our life depicts. So Dhruva Maharaj started his devotional career being insulted by his stepmother, and he became angry. And he went to his mother, Suniti. And Suniti advised him to go to the forest for spiritual life. Then he met Narad Muni. Narad Muni became his spiritual master. And Narad Muni gave him instructions about the process of devotional service he has to follow. And as we discussed before, Dhruva Maharaj exactly followed whatever has been told by his spiritual master. And in 6 months, he achieved the desired results. And he could see the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face. And it was explained by Prabhupada in the purports and previous acharyas also. The success of Dhruva Maharaj was not because of his austerity. Success of Dhruva Maharaj was because of his implicit faith in the words of his spiritual master. And he achieved success in 6 months. But he had darshan of the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face, and he became the pure devotee of the Lord. And he is ruling the kingdom, and his brother is killed by the justice. And what is the outcome of that? He became angry. And out of anger, he started killing unlimited number of justices, which is unethical and against the principle of religion and against the principle of scriptures. So a pure devotee like Dhruva Maharaj can repeat the same mistake, whatever he has done at the early stage of his devotional service, he is repeating the same mistake. And who is correcting that? He needs the elders. He needs the spiritual authority. Here Swayambhuva Manu is teaching, and after this chapter, next chapter, Kubera will come and give the same teaching to remind Dhruva Maharaj to correct his mistakes. It's a very, very interesting. A pure devotee like Dhruva Maharaj can be disturbed by his anger, and this anger comes from the bodily concept of life. Sometimes people say, oh, Srila Prabhupada always talks about you are not this body. Even in 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, even in the Rasa Panchadhyaya, in the five chapters, the Rasa Lila is described, there is also talking about you are not this body. Why? Because it's a fundamental concept. Dhruva Maharaj, after seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face, he has to hear this instruction that how material nature works. And so Swayambhuva Manu has to talk about the teachings of Bhagavad Gita. Prakite kriyamana ni gunai karmani sarvasa ahankara vimulatma kartam iti mannati. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that everything is carried out by the three modes of material nature. But a person out of false ego thinks that he is a doer. And that is the root cause of all bondage in this material world. That I am the doer. I have done it. That false ego is the root cause of our bondage. This pride is the root cause of our enemy. That I am the doer. I am the enjoyer. I am great. And that's happening. How come justice can kill my brother? What they think, he is my brother. It's false ego. So I and mine is the cause of our bondage. That's the false ego. So therefore, we have to understand that this type of problem may crop up in the life of a devotee like Dhruva Maharaj. So how to talk about us? So therefore, we need the guidance and intervention of the spiritual master at every stage of our life. But the problem happens when you achieve certain level, you think, I don't need anyone. And that is the root cause of our fall down in our spiritual life. So, Rupa Goswami explains three kinds of relationship in our life. And he says that we deal with three kinds of devotees. Someone who is subordinate to us, someone is equal to us, and someone is superior to us. But when we grow up in the spiritual life, and in the name of so-called advancement in our positions in our spiritual life, we start thinking that I am superior to everyone. No one is equal to me, and no one is above me. So I am not accountable to anyone. And that is the cause of our spiritual problem. We have to understand that whatever may be my situation and position in my spiritual life, I must be guided by somebody. And I must be accountable spiritually to someone. And I must have some friends at my level to express my heart. If that is lacking, and you start thinking that I have to help everybody because I am the superior authorities and I don't need help, and that is the starting point of our spiritual subtle fall down. So therefore, Dhruva Maharaj now in himself, he had got perfection in his life. Even after that, he needs the basic teachings of Bhagavad Gita from Swayambhuva Munu to stop him to kill the Rakshasas. Why? Because of the false ego. That they had killed my brother, so I had to kill them. So therefore, Swayambhuva Munu is teaching the basic lessons of our spiritual life. So need of the sadhu is very, very important. Need of spiritual authority is very much needed in our life. But problem happens when everything goes nice in our life, we tend to forget that there is a need of spiritual authority. So there is a king. He was a pious king and he was ruling kingdom very nicely. And everything was very nice, prospering. And one day, one sadhu came to his life and to his palace. He started talking, "My dear king, you have a bad news." "What is the bad news?" "That you will die very soon." He woke up. Generally, when life goes on very nicely, we forget that we have to die one day. We forget that. And that is Gopa said, that is a real test in our life. But we forget that real test because we are engrossed in our so-called comfortable situation, both in material life or in spiritual life. Complacency. So he woke up. King forgot that I have to die. He said, "Okay, there's a bad news, you have to die, but there is a good news." "What's the good news?" "After you die, you go to higher planetary system. You'll go to heavenly planets." The king said, "Okay, very good news." So then, but he said, "There is a problem." "What is the problem?" "Problem is that in the heavenly planets, there are a lot of mosquitoes." "Really? A lot of mosquitoes?" "But no problem. Mosquitoes are there, but there is mosquito net available in the heavenly planet." "So very nice. So here also is mosquito net. India is full of mosquitoes. So I always use mosquito net. But there is another problem with the mosquito net. This mosquito net has many holes." "So then what to do?" So then sadhu said, "No problem. You have the holes in the mosquito net. You just take one needle and thread and stitch those holes and use the mosquito net." The king said, "No problem." Then sadhu said, "There is one problem with that." "What is the problem?" "Problem is that needle and thread is not available in the heavenly planet." The king said, "Then what to do?" He said, "No problem, solution is there. Simple solution. What is the solution?" "When you die, at the time of death, you take one needle and thread and take it to the heavenly planet." The king said, "No problem, so, simple solution." And he becomes very happy and sadhu left. And after that sadhu left, then the king started realizing that sadhu said that I have to take one needle and thread when I die. And he started thinking, how I can take a needle thread? I cannot take anything. This sadhu has misguided me. Call that sadhu, he became very angry. So that his security guard brought the sadhu back again. He said, sadhu, you should be honest and you should guide me. But you are misguiding me, you are telling me that I can take one needle and thread to the heavenly planet. Then sadhu said, really, you cannot take a needle and thread? No, how can I take? I cannot take anything. Then sadhu said, what you have done in your life? You have done all the time you spend to accumulate. Accumulate wealth, accumulate money, accumulate properties, accumulating throughout your life to take care of your life, your next generation, 21st generation, 100 generations, unlimited generations. And thinking that you are the responsible person. Unless you take care, nobody can take care. And you have wasted your life. So that's why I came to wake you up. Sleeping soul, wake up. Sometimes also, it is the story of a king, pious king, but that applies to our life also. Complacency comes in our spiritual life also. We forget. We do start doing things mechanically. Why you don't have progress in our spiritual life? Because everything has become very mechanical. Well, things we do with a mechanical way, we also get mechanical results. Superficial results. Externally, we start thinking, oh, I have been in the movement for 30 years. I am in the movement for 40 years. I have been in the movement for 20 years. But that does not mean that you are advancing in spiritual life. Advancement of spiritual life is just how much your heart is changed. Transformation of the heart is the way to judge one's advancement. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains different level of seniority. One can be senior by age. If someone is very old or some having the age higher than me, then he is superior. Someone who has joined the movement or joined the spiritual life before than me, he is senior. Someone who has taken initiation for before me, he is senior. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains, the real judgment of seniority is how much he is advanced in Krishna consciousness. If someone has joined 1 year before, I may be 30 years in the movement. If he is more advanced than me, then he is senior to me. That is the real judgment of seniority. So therefore, we have to be introspective that how much you are advancing. So advancement is judged how much you are detached. Detachment of this material world is the criteria, or it is the factor to determine how much you are advancing Krishna consciousness. It's a two-way traffic. When we do devotional service, Abhyas and Vairagya. When Arjuna asked Krishna, how I can control my mind? Krishna said, you can control your mind by two things. By practice and by detachment. So what is the outcome of our devotional practice? Detachment from this material world. So, Prabhupada explains that we cannot be artificially detached. Artificial detachment does not exist for long time. So real detachment will come when we become attached to Krishna. So attachment to Krishna is the real test in our life. And how much you are attached to Krishna will be reflected how much you are detached from this material world. And in our spiritual life, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, who is a Vaishnava? A Vaishnava can be recognized by three things. Kanaka Kamini Pratishtha Bhagini Chariyase Je Saita Vaishnava. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur explained three categories of qualities a Vaishnava must have. And he has to give up three things. What are three things? Kanaka. He has to give up the desire to accumulate wealth. Wealth is the problem we have. We are very much attracted to the wealth. So kanaka kamini, we are attracted to the sex life, opposite sex. Kanaka kamini, potishta vagini, these two are easy to give up. Jiva Goswami explains, to give up kanaka kamini, to give up money and to give up sex life is easy. And what is most difficult part of our life? Potishta vagini, the desire to have profit, adoration and distinction. I am a good devotee. I am a senior devotee. Everybody should respect me. To desire to become guru, desire to become spiritual authorities, is the disease of our spiritual life. Very difficult to give up. Very difficult to give up. And as long as we have that desire, it is very, very difficult to advance in Krishna consciousness. Externally, we may look like we have become senior in our spiritual life, but internally, our heart is not filled up with attachment for Krishna. Because I am the center of our life. Attachment to Krishna means Krishna is the center of our life. Therefore, we have to understand that we are not the doers. This is the basic understanding. The teachings of Bhagavad Gita looks like very fundamental and preliminary, but that is the highest quality you can develop in our spiritual life. Krishna says, Prakita Kriya Mahanani Gunai Karmani Sarvasa Ahamkara Vimulatma Kattaham Iti Manna. Krishna is telling that everything is done by three modes of material nature. It's for the people who are not devotees. Three modes of material nature act on them. But devotional service is transcendental. Krishna says, Trayguna Vesaya Veda Nishtrayguna Vabhadi. Pure devotional service is beyond three modes. So we always say, oh, devotional service is beyond three modes, but we are not beyond three modes. Kapila Muni explains, devotional service also can be carried out at four different levels. Devotional service in the mode of ignorance, devotional service in the mode of passion, devotional service in the mode of goodness, and devotional service in pure goodness. So when you are in mode of ignorance, then when you render devotional service, you don't know why you are doing the devotional service. When you are in the mode of passion, you render devotional service for respect, profit, adoration, distinction, money. We need some benefit out of the devotional service. That is called devotional service in the mode of passion. And goodness, devotional service you perform as a matter of duty. But transcendental devotional service in the mode of pure goodness, is rendered at the level of spontaneous attraction towards Krishna. And that is the goal of our life. But till that happens, we have to practice. That practice of devotional service has to be done very systematically. Sadhana bhakti teke hai roti rudhai, roti kada hai le priyam namo. Chaitanya Chaitanya explains Krishna Chaitanya Goswami that who can attain that attraction for Krishna? Who is very sincerely following the process of devotional service. It's not that one day we wake up in the morning and spontaneous attraction for Krishna will develop in our heart. No. It has to be systematically performed under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master. It has to be systematically done. Unless you do that very systematically, it is very difficult to advance in Krishna consciousness. But the problem is, we don't become very much introspective. Spiritual life means internalize our consciousness. We have to internalize that I want to give credit to others or I want credit for myself. Generally what happens? If something good happens, he says, I have done it. If something bad happens, he has done it. It's called blame game. We don't want to take the blame. We always want to take the credit. That is the position of the conditioned soul. But pure devotee, he gives credit to others and he takes the blame. There is a difference between a pure devotee and a conditioned soul. A conditioned soul always wants to take the credit and give the blame to others. Because we have a fundamental defect that I am the enjoyer. This is a fundamental defect, our constitutional defect is that I am the enjoyer. And because of that all the problems crop in our devotional career also. So therefore, devotional life should make us feel that we should analyze our internal constitutional position. That's the real advancement of our spiritual life. But unless and until we have that, it is very difficult. And because of material attachment of these three, which has been outlined by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, it is very difficult to take the blessings of the spiritual master. We always ask, Prabhu, give me blessings, give me blessings. So blessings are always there. Kripa. Prabhupada said that spiritual master is the embodiment of mercy. You don't have to ask for it. It's always there. But the problem is that we cannot take it. So there is a hungry man. He is very hungry. And he is searching for food. And no one is giving his food and he is not also getting food. Then he enters into a temple. And when you feel hungry, your stomach really pains too much. But when you put some pressure on the stomach, then you get some relief from that pain. So when that person came into the temple, temple generally has pillars like this. We have pillars in the temple. So what he did, he grabbed the pillar very strongly. And because of the pressure of that pillar on the stomach, he got some relief. And he felt very happy. But the pujari, he saw from the altar that man is very hungry. So better to give him some prasad. And that is the real solution to his stomach problem. So he came and he said, please take this prasad. He said, how can I take? I cannot take this prasad. I am grabbing the pillar. So if I take my hand out of the pillar, then my stomach pain will begin. So I don't want to do that. So then he could not take that prasad. So this story is applicable to us as a sadhaka also. As a sadhaka, we have mental attachments. We are hungry. We are hungry for bliss. We are all hankering for bliss. So we are thinking, oh, how to get bliss, how to get bliss? Then we grab the pillar of mental attachments. And if you know, I am getting some happiness, I got some money, I got this, I got that. So some relief, some pleasure is there. I got this credit, somebody glorified me. So this is like pillar of material attachment. But spiritual master, he knows what is the food. He said, come and take this holy name and chant the holy name and hear Krishna Katha. That is the food of your soul and that will make you happy. He said, how can you? I have the pillar. It is very difficult to tolerate the pain of material detachment. It's like a boil. So we cannot tolerate that pain. It is simply painful because we have this attachment for life after life. So, but unless we give up that pillar and tolerate that little pain of the stomach, we cannot receive the mercy of prasad. In the same way, in order to advance in Krishna consciousness to get the blessings of the spiritual master and previous acharyas, we have to tolerate the pain of so-called little material detachment, and that will help us to receive the mercy of our spiritual master and we can advance in Krishna consciousness. So therefore, material detachment is very much needed to advance in Krishna consciousness. Unless you get detached, it is very difficult to become attached to Krishna and Krishna's assistance. So it's a two-way traffic. So therefore, here, Dhruva Maharaj is very fortunate. Every difficult time, he is getting the help of his spiritual master. At the beginning, he got the help from Narad Muni. Now he is getting the help from Swayambhuva Manu. It means he is very sincere. If we are sincere in our spiritual life, even difficulty comes, we will get the help of the senior devotees. Because Krishna is very merciful. We may forget Krishna. We may forget the spiritual teachings, whatever we have got. But Krishna will never forget us. So this This episode of Dhruva Maharaj also says the same thing, that he is making mistake. Dhruva Maharaj, although he has seen Krishna face to face, he is a pure devotee of the Lord, he has done mistake. But this episode of Dhruva Maharaj is there in Srimad Bhagavatam, not because that he has done the mistake. Episode of Dhruva Maharaj is there because Dhruva Maharaj has corrected the mistake. As soon as Sarva Guru started speaking, as soon as in the next chapter, Kubera will come and teach him, he accepts. Yes, I have done the mistake. That is the quality of the sadhu. He is very humble. But people, those who are proud, even if they commit mistake, they don't accept. When you are in a journey, expert driver may also commit mistakes. Expert driver also go through some accident. It doesn't mean that he is not a good driver. So the Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to give an example. One of his senior disciples was going through some problem. It's a nurse. And some people started laughing and taking in very lightly and taking in a different manner. He said, yes, that advanced devotee is like express train and ordinary devotee are like local train. So when sometimes express train sometimes gets a red light and he stops. Right? When you come to Howrah station and Sialdah station, you see that Rajdhani Express is stopped and local trains are going. Right? It happens. Because you have the red light. You cannot move. Sometimes, a very advanced devotee, very fast advancing devotee sometimes get a block. Maybe he has fallen down due to some temporary attachment or something like that. His red light is there, so he cannot move. Then other local trains, ordinary devotee can advance more than him. But that red light will not remain forever. That red light will be lifted and green light will come, and that time express train will take over the local train and he'll reach the destination before the local train. So therefore, never ever criticize the falling down of advanced devotee. It is very, very risky. And you start thinking, I am better than him. Just like local trains, they start saying, oh, I am faster than the express train. No. Maybe it's a temporary thing. So we should not be very proud of temporary fall down of certain other devotees and thinking, I am more advanced. It's a greater mistake. So therefore, we have to be very, very careful. Dhruva Maharaj has done mistake. There are characters, many, many characters, very, very senior devotees, very, very advanced devotees, they do mistakes. But the solution is given, and they take the solutions. They rectify themselves, and they advance much faster than anybody else. So therefore, we have to be very, very careful and take the lessons from this episode, that if a Dhruva Maharaj, if a devotee like Dhruva Maharaj can go through such this problem, we should not think, I will not go through the problem. Everybody has to go through the problem. Just like if anybody goes from Mayapur to Calcutta, road is the same. It's not like if I go in Tata Sumo, road is different. If someone goes by Mercedes Benz, road is different. No. Road is same. But how you deal with the road, that is the expertise of the driver. The same way we are in the spiritual car. And the road is from material world to the spiritual world. Road is same. Spiritual journey is the same. But the greatness of a devotee is that how he can handle the problems on his way. It's not like the spiritual journey means Adho Shraddha, Tata Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya, Anartha Nibriti, Nishtha, Ruchi, Ashakti, Bhava and Prema. It's a journey. It's not like I can go from Shraddha to Prema directly. No. Everybody has to go through that channel. And everybody has to face the different levels of devotional service. But expert person takes the guidance of an expert devotee and he can easily cross over these boundaries of different levels of devotional service and reach the destination. That is the greatness. We should not criticize people that they are going through problems. We should glorify the devotees how he tackles the problems. Prabhupada said that the greatness of a person is determined how he can tolerate the negative incidences, the challenging situations in his life. That is the greatness of a devotee. A great devotee is also challenged, and he is more challenged. Prabhupada says that when you are in a lower class, the mathematics problem is simple. And when you do the PhD, the mathematics problem is more complex. So when someone is advancing in Krishna consciousness, his problem will be more complex. So complexity of problem of a devotee should be looked into that spirit. He is facing some complex problems means he is advancing in Krishna consciousness. But someone is not facing any problem means he is not advancing. If you are in standard 1, always you can do 2 plus 2 is equal to 4, 3 minus 2 is equal to minus 1. If you are happy with that problem, be in standard 1. But if you want to go to the PhD level, you should have bigger problems. Therefore, when we advance in Krishna consciousness, we have to face bigger and bigger problems. But that is not the factor. Factor is that we have to learn how these devotees overcome this problem. In the same way, we should not think, oh, Dhruva Maharaj went into Maya. Should not think like that. We have to think how Dhruva Maharaj very quickly, by the intervention of the spiritual master, by the intervention of the spiritual authorities, quickly overcome his problem, and again he was properly situated. That is the lesson we should get from this episode, and that is the inspiration for all of us. That Dhruva Maharaj is going through this problem and he got the solution from the pure devotee of the Lord. In the same way, we may face problems, but if we have the guidance of our spiritual authorities, we have the guidance of our senior devotees, then we can also easily cross over this problem. And that is the only hope we have. And that is the only shelter we have. Ashray kuriya bhaje krishna tare nahi tare. Sanatana Goswami explains, when one renders devotional service under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master, Krishna never rejects him. And he is guaranteed that he will overcome the problem. Just like Dhruva Maharaj, he faced the problem, but he overcome the problem, not by his own endeavor, by the mercy of his spiritual authorities. In the same way, if we give up our false ego and always be dependent on the mercy and guidance of our spiritual authorities, it is guaranteed we may face problem, but we will definitely overcome this problem and we will be properly situated in our Krishna consciousness and go back to the spiritual world. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. If you have any question or comment, we have maybe 2-3 minutes. So is Narsing another question? Ready? Cordless mic? Okay. Who then can? This fast. I don't know. I have seen it. Okay. We have over 7 minutes. 3 minutes.
Hello. Thank you, Sai Krishnani Thakur, for the wonderful class. And I have a question, because in the 40 years that I've been trying to take shelter of Srila Prabhupada, I have somehow succeeded in scrupulously avoiding any kind of position. And when I think about that, I think that perhaps out of some negative attachment. And then I see someone like you who has accepted the austerity of the position in Prabhupada's movement, but it hasn't gone to your head. And you spoke about it's so difficult to overcome profit, adoration, and distinction. So can you please give me some helpful hints of how to be in a position? Because what's happening is lately people are asking me to take responsibility, more responsibility, but I'm afraid of that because profit, adoration, and distinction. So how do you avoid that? Can you please help me?
Yes. I give two examples. This is my two most favorite examples, and most of the classes, as soon as profit, adoration, and distinction come, I speak these two stories. So I can share that. First is related to Prabhupada, very much relevant to all of us. So one day Prabhupada Guru Puja is going on in the temple. And we are singing, the devotees are singing Sri Guru Charana Padma. And one South Indian sannyasi came. His name is Swami Atmananda. So he came and saw the devotees are singing Sri Guru Charana Padma. And Prabhupada is also singing Sri Guru Charana Padma. And he got wounded. And Loknath Maharaj was there. And he asked, how come your Swamiji is worshipping himself? Is okay that your his disciples are singing Sri Guru Charana Padma. How come he is also singing? Then Loknath Maharaj explained, it's not like that. The secret is that the disciples are offering puja to their spiritual master. So Prabhupada is the spiritual master of his disciples. So that's why the disciples are telling Sri Guru Charana Padma. But Prabhupada is not taking that puja because he has also his spiritual master. So he is giving, offering back that puja, passing on that puja to his spiritual master. That's why he is singing Sri Guru Charana Padma. It's called passing on the credit. We should not take the credit. And Prabhupada was the living example of that. He achieved the most wonderful success in Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. Right? But has he taken any credit? And he gave the credit to who? He gave the credit to his spiritual master and he gave the credit to his disciples. This is the secret. And that is the spiritual world. In the material world, we take credit. In the spiritual world, people like to give credit. So if we want to be in the spiritual world, then we have to be in that situation. And this puja is like a hot potato. I give another example, very favorite example I give. The hot potato example in America, this is relevant. So I hear from Prabhupada, some Prabhupada disciple from America, I forgot the name. And he was telling, you make hot potato, means baked potato in the baking machine. So when it comes out, it's very hot. Maybe mother of the house is making that. As soon as it takes out, it's very hot, no? Immediately she gives it to her husband. Husband says, it's too hot! He gives it to somebody else. Ultimately when it comes very cold, then he enjoys that hot potato. The getting puja or getting praise is like a hot potato. And if you hold it, what will happen? It will burn your spiritual life. But intelligent person, just like the mother is very intelligent, immediately flips. So those who are spiritually intelligent, what he will do? He will pass on the puja to his spiritual master. His spiritual is too hot for me also. Give it to Prabhupada. Prabhupada is also too much for me. Give it to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. Ultimately it goes to Krishna, he can handle any hot potato. So ultimately all credit goes to Krishna. That should be our constitutional position. So getting a high position is not a problem. Thinking you are in a high position, that's a problem. We are not in a high position. Everybody has the same position. Our eternal constitutional position is we are the servant of Krishna. So you can become DVC, you can become ABC, you can become guru, you can become disciple. At every stage in your life, you are a servant. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also exemplified that. As soon as the disciples offer obeisances, he is to offer back and say, Dasa Vasuna. A spiritual master is also the servant of his disciple. It's a very thankless position. What he has to do? He has to take the responsibility of his all disciples and take them home back to God. That's his service, no? What is the enjoyment? But people think that's the enjoyable position. And those who think, they fall down. It's a very dangerous position. So when you are very, very careful, and knowing the dangerous position, then you become careful. And how to handle that? You get the guidance from the spiritual master, Prabhupada, and previous acharyas. They have all given the guidelines. Unless you take responsibility, who will take responsibility? Responsibility has to be taken. But in a mood of service. Wherever we are the servant. Generally, we have three levels of devotees. We have superiors. To become servant of the superiors is not a problem. Anyway, we have to be. But very difficult to become servant of the juniors. But if you see the example of Vasila Bhakti of the Saraswati Thakur, understanding his mood, and it becomes very easy to become the servant of a junior also. And for Ignat also, we should become the servant. But at this stage, we can become the servant. So when we are having that position, wherever you go, any position at in the corporate ladder or whatever spiritual ladder, you must have three levels of devotees. You must have your superiors, it will be there. You can become devotees, you can become guru, you must have a superior. Wherever you go, you have equals and you have subordinates. Everywhere you have the same position. A devotee for 1 year, he is also in the same position. A DVC for last 30 years, he is also in the same position. For the position, he has superiors, he has equals, he has subordinates. Nothing changes. So if we take that in that spirit, no problem in our life. You become a sweeper on the street, you become DVC or you become guru. Nothing matters, because you are in the same position. And that is the safest position, and that is the only position we can have. And that is the eternal position. Then there is no problem. So I cannot take more questions. Ready? Ready? Yes. Ready? So if you have any question, ask personally. Shri Gopala ki jai, Vansara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Shri Gopala ki jai, 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 Gopala ki jai,